Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
You will always find a force, heaven angels all around. My delight is found in knowing that you wear the victor's crown. You're my help and my friend. You're my savior and my friend. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. At the mention of your greatness, in your name I will bow down. In your presence feel silent, for you wear the victor's crown. Let your glory fill the cell, let your power overflow. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. Hallelujah. You have overcome. You have overcome. Hallelujah. Jesus, you have overcome. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have overcome, you have. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, you have. One more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have overcome. You will overcome. Hey, hallelujah. Jesus, one more time, lift your voice, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we give a praise, Lord. You have overcome, you have, hallelujah. Jesus, one more time, hallelujah, hallelujah. You have overcome. You have, hallelujah. Jesus, you have overcome the world. Sing it again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have overcome. You have overcome. Hallelujah. Jesus, you have buried in the ground. But the grave could not contain you, for you were the feet tossed around. Lord, we give you all the praise. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Bible speaks about we putting on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to what? Stand the wheels. Maybe we see it in the Amplified rendition so that we understand the word wheels there, right? The word wheels, for a broader understanding. So let's read together, church. One to go. Put on the full armor of God. So that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the schemes and the strategies and the deceits of Satan. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Now, of course, we know God does not need to defeat the devil today. He does not need to defeat the devil today. Why? Because Jesus already did that many years back. Jesus has already done it and given you the victory. Isn't it? Colossians 2:15, Romans 8:37 affirm these things I'm saying. Colossians 2:15 to start with, it says, when he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, those supernatural forces of evil operating against us, he made a public example of them, exhibiting them as captive in his triumphant procession, having triumphed over them through the cross. Triumphed. It's past tense. Are we together? And there's a certain scripture that said God has given us, Jesus speaking to the 12, he said, I've given you power over the power of the enemy. That's when Satan had power. Alright, but something happened in Matthew 28, around 18. He said, now all authority and power has been given me. Now from his resurrection, Satan had no power anymore. All, not some. All power, absolute rule. All power of absolute rule. In heaven, on earth. Water is on earth. So all the mommy water. Are you listening? You know, we heard a pastor trying to explain the dichotomy of demons. That I was wondering. I was like, oh, I'm afraid. If you stay there, you'll be very small before their eyes. You think they are big guys. You know, some of you see yourself like chickens in the realm of the spirit before those demons. You know, the way even some of our preachers talk about them, they seem so big. You hear a preacher saying, I was praying and suddenly there was this big creature that appeared before me, so big, and said to me, with the face of a bat and the tail of a woman, you know, and she was fair. And she was Obanje spirit, and etc. And one time I was listening to a preacher, I said, this man like fair women. Because every time Satan attacks him, it's through fair women. And it's according to scriptures, the Bible said, it said, let no one ever say God can judge them, because God is not wicked. He wouldn't judge you because he doesn't judge you. And he wouldn't tempt you because he doesn't tempt himself with evil. Isn't it? He said, if any man be tempted, he is tempted of his own sinful desire. If you are having temptation of fair women, your sinful desire is for fair women. Every time Satan comes to you as fair women, tall women, curvy women, you have a women problem in that area. That's why some of you that have spec, be careful. Because demons know your spec, angels know your spec, the whole world know your spec. Satan can arrange your spec praying in the spirit for you. I say, oh, my spec prays in the spirit. And then you are dead. Hallelujah to Jesus. Somebody saying, but how do I know my wife and everything in this world?
How do you know decisions to make so easy? You know, I don't know if I've shared this here before, but I was in a point where I was even confused of who to marry. I don't know if I've ever if I've ever said that truth here before. I don't think I've said that. You know, I've said that I broke up, but I didn't say this part. Even me as a pastor, there was a point where I was confused of who to marry, because there are a lot of fine girls around me. And it didn't look like any of them did want to marry me. In all humility. Not with pride. Sounds scary, but it's the truth. I mean, I felt like there was green lights. I don't know if they were thinking like that, but that was my humble way of thinking. I felt like they were giving me all green light. And I'm like, God, they are all spiritual. They all pray in tongues. They all respect me. They can cook. What else am I not looking for? Then I started praying. I took 6 days dry fast. You wouldn't believe that. Just for woman. If it was for revival, I would have liked it more. It was just for woman. Hi! You know, some say revival is powerful than a woman to marry. It's a lie. If you marry the wrong woman, you cannot do revival. God cannot use you to do revival. You will tell God that, let's meet in heaven. I'm done. I've tried. At least I won over 100 souls for you. Have I not tried? What of these other people that have not won anyone? I've not win anyone, I mean. So, I was quite disturbed. I didn't want to make a wrong decision. You will not understand. Because, truly, the ladies around me were not looking like bad people. And I don't think any of them is a bad person. They would have been bad if I made a bad choice. So I took 6 days to pray and fast. Dry fast. Till I got sick of malaria. And I couldn't even eat again. They had to come and see me. Somehow God sent somebody to visit me. They now caught me sick. Shaking on my bed. Thin neck. And the rest. I was not confident to tell them what I was praying about. So I told them, I'm ready to break the fast. I broke the fast. I couldn't eat well. I had to treat malaria. I didn't pray for malaria. You know, you are finishing 6 days dry fasting. Then you couldn't even say malaria, get out from my life in the name of Jesus. They had to bring drugs for me because it was woman I was praying about. That's why anointing did not flow. And one of the nights, I woke up in the middle of the night. I said, God, 6 days time, no answer. How long should I? Who does this? Not for revival. For who to marry? 6 days try. Show me her face. That was my prayer. Show me the face. Let Jesus coronate the wedding in the spirit. Just show me the face. And when you lead me, I'll follow. No answer. Believe me, I felt like heaven was locked towards me. Holy Spirit was locked towards me. I will look at scripture, yes. He will speak to your voice. One will speak. You hear a voice behind you. See, that is the way. No voice behind me. I'll try to create a voice behind me. I'll still know it's my voice. You know? Until one night, I said, God, I'm tired. I literally told the Holy Spirit, I'm very tired. Now, tell me how it works. Please. And he said, open your Bible. That was the first time I heard God. I've tried. I was tired. He said, open your Bible. I mean, in that season. That was the first time. Then I went to Hebrews 5. He said, this is what you have been reading every day. When one is hearing the word of righteousness and his senses are exercised, he can tell the difference between wrongs and right. He said, look at all these people. Be sincere with yourself. Who is God's will for your life? I started doing the mass. I confidently remove one. Do again, remove. I say it's this one. He said, good. You got it. Amen. You know, I know some of you are saying, how did you do the mass? You want me to go deeper? The Bible says, judge yourself so that you may not be judged. Really look at your heart. Take the word of God two-edged sword gets into any situation, brings life out of the situation. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Take the word of God, search your heart. Wait till make me like this girl. How did the relationship start? Let's be sincere. Be talking to yourself. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Talk to yourself. Wait till make me. Why this? Why that? When I did all my math, I found out the right person. And I found out why I was scared of the right person. So I said, now I'm strong. I woke up that evening, I was ready. When I went once, everything happened. What are you not talking about? There was no this thing. Kululu no kalala. Once. Just breathe. I left. But you see, if you walk in the flesh, you produce Ishmael. And it will be a disaster. The Lord spoke to my heart gently last two nights. He said, son, the family is the smallest unit of the kingdom. He said, if Satan can scatter families, he's causing more damage and elongating the time for kingdom to really find expression. I said, yeah, that's true. He said, teach my people to learn how to live for me and not for themselves. And if you are truly living for God, you are living, I mean, how do I put it now? You living for God is the best way you should have actually lived for yourself. Because every decision God tells you to make is for your good, even though it's for His glory. Are you listening to me? It's for your good, even though it's for His glory. Look at what all the things God says you should not do. Yes, it will give Him glory, but it will help you to become better. It will cause you not to walk in the path of destruction. Even science has proved that all the things God said we should not do are wrong. And they have effect on us. And that's why scripture also says, it says in Romans 12 and 2. In trying to, you know, God speaking in verse 1. In the NKJV rendition. He said, that our most reasonable service to Him is that our bodies be offered to Him. Right? How do you offer your body to God? Not by carrying your body and giving God. That's not how you offer your body to God. Alright, before you met Jesus, before you encountered God, you truly don't know how to live and respond to every part of life. The Ten Commandments is limited. Thou shalt not. Life goes beyond the scope of the Ten Commandments. A lot of things where you need God to speak whether the thing is right or wrong that is not captured in the Ten Commandments. For instance, that the Bible says thou shalt not take bribe. In the Ten Commandments, the Bible can say it in a way, but the Bible did not tell us in Ten Commandments thou shalt not take bribe. But if you are in a situation where they want to give you bribe, are you supposed to take bribe? Why will you not take bribe? Because His law is in your heart. How is the law in your heart? Having understand the full counsel of God, like Paul said in Ephesians 4 and verse 14, he said, when you know Christ, then he said, you will not be tossed to and fro by what? Deceitful ideologies from man's wisdom. So when you know God's word, which is the more sure word of prophecy, by the word of God, then you'll be able to what? Tell the difference between what? Wrongs and right. Affirming verse 2 of Romans here, Romans 12, that says, you don't offer your body as a reasonable sacrifice to God by conforming to the system of the world, but He said by what? By the renewal of your mind. So when your minds get renewed, you see, it has a connection with your body being offered. As your mind gets renewed, you know what clothes to wear. Are you here? Alright, you know what clothes, yes, you know what clothes to wear. We don't need to tell you that cloth. That is why Paul still told us in Hebrews 7 or Hebrews 8. He said, no one needs to teach them what is wrong from right in the New Testament. Like I always say, one of the hardest jobs to do is to tell which dress is good for a lady or not. I really don't know which dress is good. Except those ones that are obviously looking bad. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But you now, filled with the Holy Spirit, knowing God's word, can tell if a dress is good for you or not. If a statement is good for you or not. Why? Because the word of God is in your heart. And by the light of God's word, you can see true life and make the right decision. And by making the right decision, you know, you make the decision through your body. You are offering your body a reasonable sacrifice to God. And of course, you know that word offering is not like you are doing something new. It is actually acknowledging that your body is already a what? A living sacrifice to God. So, in other words, when you obey God's word, you are saying, God, I am affirming that this body belongs to you. It doesn't belong to me. Because it is through your body, the word of God gets manifested on the earth. The Bible says, until the word of God was made flesh, it was never able to dwell amongst men. And men never had the privilege to see the glory of God full of what? Grace and truth. So it is through your body that the word of God gets to be manifested on the face of the earth. If the Bible says, do not steal, it's your body that will prove that you will not steal. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? When an opportunity comes for you to steal, you will, through your body, not respond to stealing. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? But if you don't understand the word of God, you may actually just be a religious Christian. You know, there are people that dress in certain ways to prove they love God. They've not encountered God before they started dressing like that. That's what Paul calls dead works in righteousness. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Dead works in righteousness. And the extreme, again, I like to hit every time, is those that don't think they are new creation. And by new creation, they think we are all new creations. But they have some wrong assumption of new creation. By new creation, they think that they are... how do I explain it? 21st century creation. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? So they dress extremely wrong to prove they are new creation. No. It's wrong. And you know one thing with the Bible. When I was growing up, my spiritual father told me something. He said, Simon, with the way you are going, my prayer for you is that you don't become a fake prophet. So I started laughing because I actually joked. Sorry, I did one terrible thing. You know, it was a joke. We're playing. What was the play? They will say something, then I'll back it up with scripture. Any bad thing they say, I'll back it with scripture. So if you say opposite, I'll back it. You say negating one, I can back the two with scripture. So he said, you would be a terrible false prophet if you are a false prophet. You know what I'm trying to say? That if you want to back anything through the Bible, if you know the word of God, you can back anything up. I know what I'm telling you, like I know my name. You can back anything up. And sometimes you sincerely be backing it up in error. You are very sincere. You know you can be sincerely wrong. One of my friend in Jersey is a holy pride. Sincerely wrong. I mean, you are very sincere, but you are wrong. Then he said one time, he said, you can be sincerely proud, but you think you are humble. Then he calls it holy pride. It's his own dictionary. Don't think it's in the Bible. Hallelujah to Jesus. So some people can be sincerely wrong. You know, you can be crying and be wrong. Do you know that? You can be like, God, have mercy on her. And God is like, I have mercy on you. You can be very sincerely wrong. Just like I was speaking to someone in my office not too long. I said, sometimes you look at somebody, get a whole narrative wrong. The person is not even close to that. Just by looking at the face, you know, you can give somebody a description from the face. Say, the guy is humble. Say, wise. Look at him closing mouth. See how he's doing face. Such a humble dude. Meanwhile, if that guy talk, everywhere will scatter. But he's very humble. Have you seen people like that? Oh, there, Jesus. There was one young man. If they say that guy knows who, I'll say it's a lie. Talk less of woman. Was coming to church in our initial venue, very humble looking. I mean, he was so, you know, when you are holy is different. When you holy and wear medicated glass, you are holy plus plus. Do you understand what I'm trying? Have you ever seen a religious lady that wear glass? You think she's very religious. So I thought the guy was very holy because he was not just holy looking, he dressed in a holy way. And he wore religious glass, medicated glass. So in my heart, Kai, keep that boy with my sister, no problem. That's what I was thinking of. I didn't know I was wrong. One time report came from leadership meeting. you know, in leadership meeting, we talk about your problems. I will see how we help you to solve it. They bring all the problems of people that have problems. So your HODs know all of, I know all of your problems through your HOD. And we have, that's why you are getting better. Amen. So we just talk your problem and we give solution. The one that passed the empowered, we'll just pour it on the guy. This one don't pass my power, sir. So we'll try and solve it. Then the one that we cannot solve, we'll call for them to meet me in the office. So when you see your HOD, you say, follow me to see pastor. Know that there's something we need to talk about. That one that passed their power. And they sent me out. The guy was asking, as he said, as somebody said, he asked somebody out in my department. Another person said, me too. Another person, me too. I said, hey! Plenty people he has asked them out in several departments. So when we checked, there were over 20, if I'm not mistaken. 20 or more. So one of the pastors said, jokingly, he said, it's like this guy carries lady's name and does a, create a broadcast message. A broadcast love message. And he sends all of them to see which one will enter. Very funny statement. We started laughing. In the problem, we just had to look for a way and laugh. And I had to call to see him. I was like, you needed to see when he came to see me in my office. So humble looking again. I appreciate you, sir. So can I sit down, sir? No, you should stand, not sit down. And he sat down. So I heard you. I was even scared of telling him the thing, whether they even know what they are saying, because the face does not look like the problem I'm about to share. So I said, I don't know how this will fall. I'm not accusing you, but something happened. Something happened. I bend my words, so I finally, I said, they don't say, they say, not like we are suspect you. I heard, they say, yeah, I don't really follow people's statement that you asked this one, that I did what? That you asked, I said, bring your phone. He said, sir, okay. He gave me. Truly, they were there. I said, so what was this? He said, sir, I don't know. It just comes upon me sometimes. The thing just come. I don't know what is wrong with me. He wanted to start crying for me in the office. I truly understood that was a weakness. Like what Paul said, the things I don't want to do, I find myself, what? Doing them. Oh, wretched man that I am. I know his own had gone a little bit over what Paul, the sincerity of what Paul said. He was actually being crazy to an extent. So I said, I pretended like I was sounding like Paul, you know, helping him like he was Paul. I'm trying to help him now. You know, but I still told him, but be serious with your life. You this boy, you like woman. Be serious with your life. Hallelujah to Jesus. What's the point? He looked so holy and righteous, but that was not it. If you were in the days of Jesus when he called people hypocrites, you would have been shocked. The Pharisees, with their white and white, if you see them moving to the whole altar with incense, and Jesus looked at them and said, hypocrites. That was Jesus' church when he was growing up. He called them hypocrites. He didn't stop there. He said, the blind. So you can wear white and white and be blind. He said, the blind, leading the blind. He didn't call them brood of vipers. Many wicked people that can kill. He said, you are like your father, the devil, who was a murderer from the beginning. How can you wear white and white and be pouring incense on the altar? And your father is the devil. Are you people here tonight? Religious is terrible. That is why if you are in a religious atmosphere, you can be anything in the atmosphere. The devil will mold you into anything in the atmosphere. Into anything. What did Paul say in 2 Thessalonians 2? He said, the first place Satan will start coming out from is from the altars of religious men. He said, because when Paul looked at it, he said, if we have written about, I don't know if I've done that scripture here, but I think I've done it several times, right? 2 Thessalonians 2. He said, if we had written about, can we have it? Because some people think that's the focal point when it comes to teaching God's word. You know, Jesus is coming soon, Jesus is coming soon, Jesus is coming, and you are thinking that's gospel. Paul said that, me too, have said this before. Alright? Now give me that scripture fast. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and our gathering together to him, we ask you, because at some point of scripture, instead of saying the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, they substitute for what? The gathering together unto him. Are we together? So they are more like adjective for one in the scripture, which is the power of the earth. Are we together? It said, now, brethren, focal point is about the coming of our Lord Jesus or the gathering unto him. It said, we ask you. Now we are requesting Paul speaking. Next part of scripture. He said, not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled. Meaning, don't allow that message to trouble you again. Either by spirit, or by word, or by letter, as if from us. Meaning, if we are written these things to you before, don't allow it bother you yet, as though the day of Christ had come. He said, don't allow it. Listen again. Not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit. Meaning, if you had a vision in the spirit, are you listening to me? All those girls that don't wear earrings and they think when they see end time has come. And they post it on people's status and say Jesus is coming next week. All of them are ashamed of themselves right now. Am I saying the truth? And some of them that are crying, I saw Jesus coming next month. You are disgracing Christianity. Keep quiet. And when he doesn't come next month, atheists are laughing at us. Because you don't want to be disciplined. Are we together? You see, I was sharing with somebody that I hate it when they joke with God. I don't want Christianity to have a bad name. I'm one person that like to make sure Christianity is not painted the wrong name. I was sharing with her. I said, you see, when somebody say, this is my wife, I don't like the person to come tomorrow and say, God don't change his mind. I hate those kind of things. Because you are joking with the name of the Lord. You are making Christianity a laughing stock. If your atheist friend, atheist, if he heard you, that's my wife, then tomorrow you change. Even him, he will not document it. More reason why I cannot be a Christian. Because their God is changing his mind, but they say he's the Lord God that changes not. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So I like people. That's why I don't want that culture in this church. If you say, that's my wife, me, I will stand my ground to you marry that lady. It's my own policy. The day you open your mouth and say, that's my wife, I will first scrutinize your belief. Are you sure? If you tell me 1,000 times you are sure, I say, no problem. I will go and stay with the Holy Spirit and say, except I'm not Prophet Simon, that guy must finish what he has started. And if he will not finish it, let him quit. In other words, we'll give you 7 years penalty. Even if you are 47, you will wait again for 7 years. And if you cannot bear it, you change church. As simple as that, because you can't disgrace the name of the Lord and disgrace us. Are we together? You know, funny, one time somebody was telling me, sir, I'm in the 5th year. I laughed. I said, maybe I'll add some years to it. So when he said again, sir, well, and I said, okay, when you're done with the 7th year, you'll go back to the same lady and marry her. And he gave up. You know when the Bible says Jesus gave up the ghost? Let me just add this. A lot of times why people think God has changed his mind is because they don't have good character. They are not grown. They are babes in Christ. Talking to men. They are babes in Christ. You think God will carry one woman that knows how to talk, knows how to cook, knows how to clean the house, knows everything. Well done. Since you created the woman, then you not just come and keep it and say, that's your wife. Then you wake up, no problem. How do you think marriage will be sweet? You don't have any problem. You want to start something new. That's the fun of marriage. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Sir, even the basic thing, she doesn't know how to cook. Now, does she know how to pray? Yes. At least you all know how to pray. Then another person will now say, my own. No sabi pray, but sabi cook. Which one you prefer? The one with sabi cook and sabi pray. Then when you have the boat, then she know how to cook, know how to pray, but have bad character. She doesn't know how to keep quiet. She doesn't know, can I say something? Can I say something? You are married, can I say something? Oh, you are mine. When you are done talking, you say, you will not understand. You will not understand. You are not understanding me. They have given you are not understanding me now. So which one do you prefer? I promise all of you young men, no matter how you seek information, you will still collect. It's a promise. You know what I mean by what I just said, right? No matter the details you go and look for, if you like, enter under their bed in their house, search what she used to clean up under, search everything. You collect. It's a promise. Is it that cute mouth you are seeing like bed? truth is that you have to walk. That's the beauty of being a man. You have to walk on the woman. Are you listening to me? That's the beauty. Some of you, the woman, just say, you verse. Small talk, you verse. You say, what did she do? She say, I'm stupid. So what? Look at how they are looking at me. And so what? Everything should be hinged around conviction. Everything should be hinged, anchored on conviction. Don't be stupid. Did God say that's your wife? Yes. Stay there. You think anybody else will be better for you? You know, you seem like a joke. That God said that's your wife. You now come and you want to play with us. God have changed his mind. Because, and anytime God changes his mind, you have seen the other person God have picked. It is because you have seen. And if we allow you, will see another problem in another dimension there. And you run too. Now, if you do like that, how many times will God talk? Did God not tell you that husband, love your wife as what? How does Christ love the church? How many times have you seen? How many times have you been forgiven? How many of you know that if you sin tomorrow, you'll be forgiven? Huh? You know, all of you are very sure that if you sin tomorrow, God will forgive you. Yes or no? He said, love your wife as Christ. If she sins tomorrow, forgive her. Anticipate forgiveness of sin. Just throw it. I'll forgive you till next year. Why would you have said that? Not because, you know, if it's not your wife, it will kill you. The woman will kill you. But if she's truly your wife, you can bear the headache, because we all have the headache. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? I know why I'm saying these things. Because some men, there's a way they think, so stupid. You know, they'll come and be saying, now, listen to me, all of you. You think when you come and report a daughter in the faith in my office, then I now like you more than the daughter. You think I'm for men, I'm not for women. I have spiritual sons and spiritual daughters. You are coming to condemn a daughter in the faith in my eyes. What do you want me to do? To now destroy her? I will defend her. As you are talking your own, I'll be talking your own too to you, so that you know you too have bad character. Which father would throw away his daughter because the daughter doesn't know how to talk to a man? Touch that daughter first. You know that she knows how to talk to a man. And a lot of times, why you have those problems, you pick the wrong people. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But even if you pick the right person, I'm trying to say you may have some issues to deal with. Are you listening to me? Am I in any way trying to say ladies be stubborn automatically? No, some of them cannot even help it. The only time that problem they have will be solved is when they come under the authority of that supposed man for their life. I tell you the truth. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So you must learn to bear. That's why the Bible did not say women limit your husband according to knowledge. God turned to the men. He said, women, go away from this meeting. He removed them from the WhatsApp group. He said, men, live with your wife according to knowledge. Are you listening to me? And that's how God lives with us. As a church. It didn't stop there. He said, husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. He now said, by washing her by the water of the word. He said, then finally he present her to himself. Meaning God is saying, when you are done, present her to yourself. It's not me that will do it for you. Take my word. Do it for yourself. Present her to yourself the way you want it. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? What you see initially is not what you want. God is promising you that. That's why sometimes when I hear women say, my vision is to... Don't talk division too much. You know, calm down. Calm down. My vision is to round the world and as apostles and the rest. Don't say too much. And sometimes it's you that is carving your vision. It's the truth. It's not the Holy Spirit. You see, you are designed to fit into the vision of God in a man. You are designed to fit and help the vision. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? I'm not saying God does not call women. He calls women. And when he calls women, there's a special way he operates in that dimension. Are we together? But I'm talking about the one that is more relatable, the one that is popular. Sometimes some women, they sit down, they are carrying blah blah. You know, when we were growing up, I had this young man that wanted to marry, and the woman said her vision is to be holding crusades everywhere in the world. And I spoke to him, I said, tell her to calm her spirit down, put some water on this spirit. The fire is burning too much. He said, ah, pastor, I don't want to be the limitation of this woman. Let her serve God. I said, oh, sorry, sir. Now, two years down the line, my phone was ringing like it was to break. He said, pastor, I can't take this anymore. I said, what can you not take? He said, this lady will just stand up and say she's going to some place to go and hold crusade. She will not. I told her to sit down. He said, no. He said, God, I've told her. I said, God has to tell you through me now. I'm there. He said, no. You know, she's only hearing for the man now. What can I do? I say, lock the door the next time she wants to go out. And when you lock the door, tell her with the thunderous voice of the Spirit, sit down now. When she sit down and is about to cry, play game. When she's done crying, tell her the truth of God's word. She will change. He did it. She changed. I'm not saying everybody will change like that. And I'm not saying it's a method for everybody. Are we together? I just told him to just be man enough and talk to her. And that indiscipline will stop. Are we together? Are we together? So, calm down sometimes. And I was saying something, maybe I should just add that a little bit before I continue what I'm sharing tonight. See, I asked the man, what is your vision? The man said, my vision is to preach the gospel. He doesn't have a vision, the man. Okay, you are a man now as a woman. Answer this question. What is your vision? My vision is to become the best teller. What a stupid vision. What is truly your vision if it's not to preach the gospel? I say, okay, tell me 5 years. 5 years from now, what are your plans? What kind of a useless question is that? My plan is to be preaching the gospel by the Spirit 5 years from now. And any direction the Holy Spirit takes me, I'll follow. You see, some of these stupid questions, even me, this pastor, I don't have an answer for it. Thank God Mama T did not ask me those kind of questions, because I would have told her that just carry on, wala and go. There's no answer for some kind of question. You see, man, you think you can tell your life 2 years from now? You can tell what you truly do. What have you seen in the Bible that Abraham wrote his vision? Thank you, Lord. God, in 2 years, I'm going to Somalia. In 3 years, no. Abraham will just sleep and wake up. God will say, dust your shoe, carry your bag, move. Are you listening to me? You know, if you're actually seeing the person being hardworking, it is a different thing. Something to make money. Are we together? You know, that's different from a vision for his life. The vision for his life cannot be something hinged around something to make money. No. Are you all listening to me? Very important. You know, so I heard report like women will say, the man does not have a vision. I will now say, what did you ask the man? I say, what is your vision? What did he tell you? He said, I will preach the gospel. Sir, that's not, sir, you know what I'm talking about. I don't know what you are talking about. Even me, I don't know what to answer you. 5 years from now, I don't know exactly what will happen. But I'm sure it will be glorious. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So don't disturb this marriage thing. You will take it too serious sometimes. The question you will ask is as if you want to go and bring heaven to the earth. Like, calm down. If you don't like the guy, say you don't like. Don't be lying with what is your vision and the rest. You don't like. Amen. I just felt like adding that one to it. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You see a man passionate about Jesus. If you like, you're wasting your time. I mean, sincerely passionate about Jesus. What are you looking for again? You think you have a Dumelo, Kingdom Dumelo? Or you have Kingdom Ramsey Noah Kingdom Ramsey Noah with a touch of Jay-Z and a touch of Teofilo Sunday. But the Kingdom one. Let's continue. Not having a spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be what? Holy and without blemish. This is not where I was. I was somewhere. Alright. Amen. That's just by the way for some ladies that are not thinking well. And some men that are not thinking well. Think well. You are in this service, so that's why God spoke to you. Not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled either by spirit or by word or by letter as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Meaning, throw away those letters. And the reason I haven't entered there was because of some of these ladies that will come and be saying, Jesus is coming next week, 2 weeks time. And I went to under the water. God say, people that used to wear attachment like that, and they should remove it or they will go to hell. You know, people that used to wear all these long weave on. The ones that haven't colored, like that Amaka one. There's one that Amaka used to have. That looks like unbeliever. All those things, that they should remove it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Have you heard people like that? They now went to the realm of the spirit. I did not see any pastor in Nigeria there. All the pastors are fake. Then you to be clapping before. We talk up. The only person I saw is one pastor. And if you check the pastor, it was the pastor she broke out from. So she was scared that the pastor not curse her. That was the only person that was a righteous pastor. The rest of us, we don't even have a place. Say she saw all of us in hell. We're burning and saying, I die, no. Then everybody if you see that my sisters even removed their attachment, they started dressing holy. Even my sisters. The video spread. I was so shocked. It was my turn to preach in the fellowship many years ago in Kaduna. I told them, these things are junks. Stop believing them. It's not in the Bible. They even started praying for me. I heard they said they were praying for me. Because I've missed the mark. I've missed the way. And I told them something in the meeting. I said, 5 years, 10 years from now, you all regret believing this woman. This woman came out to confess. How many of you know about that? She came out to confess that she did that just to be famous. Can you imagine? And she truly became famous. I think she's the same woman that came out recently and was saying some stupid things, doctrines. One season like that. How many of you remember that woman? That came out. She's the same woman. When she repented, she started another one, Promise. And I told my friends, I said, it's a shame that it was when she came and said, I'm lying, that you realize she's lying. The word of God has been given us as the more sure word of what? Prophecy. We can judge anything by the word of God. Why do I ask you people some striking question when you come and say, that's my wife? I will use the word of God to really judge the statement you are making. When you say, because I'll ask you, when did you start? You see me asking you strange questions that don't concern. And some of the questions I ask, you will not even know when you excitedly answer me. And I'll just use God's word and check. I say, no, young man, I don't know your wife, but I know this thing you are saying. If this is the reason why you like this girl, she's not your wife. Some of them may be a little bit angry. Some of them may want to insist. And of course, the end of it justifies what we say. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Amen. So there have been people like that. But that's not the focal point for meeting. People who came, and it's embarrassing. You know, one time, even during COVID-19, they said Jesus was going to come, rapture was going to happen. Right? They say another COVID-19 has started happening, right? I heard Mama T say there's another outbreak. So maybe it will still do the prophecy of rapture and the rest. We are not trying to mock people that believe those things, but we are trying to say from scriptures, it is not right. Prophet Kubus will always say, why not just actually have the flip side of the coin? It's not in the Bible like that. Are we together? We've prophesied it. We didn't see it happen. We called the date. It didn't happen. Why not see it from another perspective? From kingdom scriptural perspective. You know, somebody told me one time, he said, you have impetus. I said, what's the impetus? He said, you come and you preach this thing the way it is in the Bible. I said, what do you want me to preach? He said, preach is the way people know it. I can't preach it the way people know it. Because I am supposed to please God, not man. Are we together? I have to preach it the way God says it in scripture. And from scripture, I didn't see it like that. And sometimes you see people get to insult you, blah, blah, blah. One time somebody came, even on my Instagram, somebody had messaged, I don't have strength, I just blocked him sharp. I remember I made a statement, I said, you will know in heaven. And that's a terrible thing, that you realize this truth in heaven. Hallelujah to Jesus. So Paul said, don't be shaken either by the Spirit or by the Word or by letter as if from us. Meaning if you see where we are written about these things in a way that it looks scary, he said, don't be shaken. Then it goes ahead to say in verse 3. It says, let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first. And the man of sin is revealed, the son of what? Perdition. Next part of scripture. Go back to verse 3. There's something the Lord said I should touch. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first. You know what people think here? They think a lot of people will fall to Satan. It's not true. So you see people say the great falling away, where people start falling to the things of... No. Unless the falling away comes first. The falling away is that the man of sin is what? Revealed. The son of what? That's what the falling away should mean. The man of sin, the devil be revealed. Are we together? Next part of scripture. Who opposes and exalts himself over all that is called God? All that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Look at it critically. You see, he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself. How can he sit like God in the temple of God, showing himself as if he is God, if it's not religious atmosphere? It's in religious settings. Look at it critically. They welcome Satan more than anybody. When the word put pressure on them, they will say, bless man and man. That's where Satan free flows in those systems. He finds free flow there. The first set of people that accepted all of these junks, I'm not excitedly saying it, but fairly it's from the Orthodox. A major part of the Anglican have accepted homosexuality. Yes, you are aware of it. The church in Nigeria, the Anglican part of the church in Nigeria refused it. But it has prevailed in Europe. Hope you know about it. Where men are marrying men, in fact, they can send you a bishop who is gay. They send a gay bishop in one of these eastern states. They drove him away. It is religion that can cause all of this nonsense to happen. During the COVID-19, there was a man that wore all the regalia of religiosity. He went and stood for us Christians and was signing a one-word religion. We said, now your religion you put there is not Christianity. It's your own church you are signing for. Because when you are done, you come and force us to follow what you are doing. Listen, you see, all of them don't have a problem aligning with Christianity. They know that the real power is in the name of Jesus. You see, all these things they are doing, advocating for one word power, it's one person they are timing. Christianity. It's only Christianity they are timing. It's not for all of those things, Buddhas and etc. What is there? They know there's no power there. You know, there's a link I had. I would have played it for you, maybe on Sunday, where this guy they caught PDD or P Daddy. How do they call him? PDD. They caught him, and not about whatever baby oil and the rest. That's not what we're talking about. He made a statement in time past. A terrible statement that we're going to control all your children and what they watch and how they behave. Blah, blah, blah. He said things like that. And I said, PDD, you didn't just control children, you control some foolish adults too. They control even adults. Yes. He said, we'll control their minds, we'll tell them, we'll shoot. You think it's a joke? They are investing billions to make the world look like what they want. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? It was the impetus, the way he spoke, that moved me. I had to save the link. I said I will play for you people in this church. What will come and say, don't listen to those songs. Yeah. They are controlling. It's more like programming. Let me show you some little of these algorithms. My auntie said something to me. She said, this season, if I enter Facebook, it's baby things I see. Instagram, baby things I see. WhatsApp, everything they are suggesting baby. Even website are sending baby things. She said, it's too much now. I said, it's an algorithm. They saw that you search on baby 5 times a day. Because of course she's doing that. If she cough in a way that is diagonal, she will search. Is this cough normal? But Simon, this is the way she, I'm wondering if it's okay. So you see, she's now a pediatrician, you know. She's searching, I mean, I'll just come and say, stop asking that question. She's okay, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'll just be saying a lot of things. And I said, even all of them, they know, they see what you are typing, search engine. Said, that's why they now are all of these suggestions, because they know you want to hear baby things. She said, I'm even tired. They are making me scared. I said, then stop searching. The one she searched for, they will send. The one that she not searched for, they will send. Because they found out she has been searching around that area. I said, it's more like a programming. They learned from what you have been. And I said, okay. That was my one of my last projects, recurrent neural network. Then I said, look at Facebook. I said, if you give me your phone, I can tell what you do with your phone. If you like, try anything you want to do, I can tell what you do with your phone. No matter the magic you do, I can tell what are your search. I'm saying, you just go to browser and check it. No, that's not what I would do, because you clear them. I know what to check. I know the kind of person that you are. That's why when I go to the library, I check, I mind the kind of system I use. If I just type something, if I look at it, I'll check. Because if somebody who knows me sees me on that system, when I'm done, he comes there, he checks my, he would ask, is this what prophet checks? So you see me just check. I say, no, let me change this system. Let me go to another system. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's the same way. You go on Facebook sometime. Notice, do you know these people are helpless about the situation? How many of you have observed that comedy skit is about sex? Have you observed that? Boyfriend, catch this one, catch that one. Sex, stupid things, dear Jesus. Sometimes I feel like crying. The devil really means business, people of God. I know what I'm telling you. For some of you, you are in an age where Christianity seems so tough. It was not tough like this in those people. That's why if you go to Europe now, old people are in church, young people cannot go to church. Because the things they are exposed to has made life, you know, to resist the devil is now tougher than before. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Before, you don't even watch TV every time, because there is nothing to watch except 7 p.m. Before you find a program. Else if you go from morning to afternoon, it's news. So if it's not news, it's mass competition. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Now you go on TV, it's stupid shows. Old people they, in Big Brother, they don't even know current affairs. Not even good English do they know. One of my friends was telling me they did a test for them. They were just failures, total disgrace. But anything around sex, they know. Whatever they are doing there and you are watching, you know why those people are lying those things? Some people ask, do you know there are some people paying billions for those things to happen on TV? Because they want the world to think in a certain way. And for years, one of the strongest opposition to their mentality has been Christianity. They've observed that the only thing standing on their way is true Christianity. That Christianity will not bend. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That's why the fight, I mean, you go to anywhere, even Google, you are trying to search for Jesus, they are telling you jokes. Everybody is removing Jesus from their thing. Removing Jesus from their thing. I don't know whether you saw this Coca-Cola, this thing that... You saw it, right? You know, some people took it for granted. They are trying to mock our faith. Trying to mock our faith. I think we'll get on trying to explain to you. Glory to God forevermore. And lately, I've been telling my wife, look at even Nigerian movie. I don't know what brought about that useless kind of movie. You know, some of you would have not known that somebody can is a possibility to cheat on somebody if you didn't watch on TV. All of those things are programming. As you watch, your mind is being programmed that, there's a possibility that I can have more than 3 men. And it's not a problem. And some foolish people we call celebrities even joke about it. I mean, when in an age where somebody does not have a husband, but she have children. And she says that's the best way life should be. Her identity and personality alone is a programming to a lot of lives. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? A lot of young ladies will be looking up to that kind of life tomorrow. You are watching Nollywood now. You hear title of movie itself will scare you. That's number one. Number two, I saw something lately. The young man wants to marry this woman, and she's a single mom, and her daughter is in love with this man, and the man didn't just like the daughter, he started liking the mom. It was more like a, you know, Facebook, all these Facebook videos. So I was like, let me see the end of it. I mean, he started sleeping with the mom. And the daughter was not aware. Of course, you know Nigerian movie, at the end, will catch them. Whatsoever. But this is the question. What is the aim of that movie? What is the moral lesson? In fact, a mother that had never imagined that it is a possibility to sleep with my daughter's fiancé, when she sees that, the devil may start ministering to her. Oh, it can be cool. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? You know what he wants to do? He wants to mess homes, mess communities, mess families up. In this time and day, we are hearing cases where a brother has made his sister pregnant. We are hearing stupid things like that. These were taboos in time past. Things you cannot even imagine. Yet now it's a welcome out there. The devil means business. It's not about money. Life is not about money. It's not about making money. Some of these people doing this is our Christian brothers. At all costs, they want to make money. I can't have a son in the faith here and he's doing skits, sexual skits. You can't be here in this church. You have to leave or stop. You know, one time I saw something disgusting that some folks were done with Big Brother Niger. It was my friend that showed me it. And when they were done, they went to a certain church, were invited for a program. Listen, they were on billboard. From Big Brother Niger to billboard for the Church of Christ. You are sick in your head. And people gathered. It was a way to attract people. A lot of folks gathered in the church. Now, that's not... Now, they may say it's a trick to get unbelievers so that we hit them with the gospel. That's stupidity. Whoever you got there just came to have fun. That's just the truth. And they'll go back to their life. I'm not trying to talk down people that are in high positions. But you see, somehow this celebrity thing has been overhyped. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It has been too overhyped. That Inyanya can lead worship song, then when he's done, he goes back to his studio. What nonsense! Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Everything has to change. And how does it change? By the renewal of your mind. God's word needs to renew your mind so that you can determine what is wrong from what is what? Right. And it's not a pattern of religion that can change this world. That's why you see Satan every time in religion, religious system. Not a pattern of religion. Check most religious systems, if you can be very sincere. Most of them are stuck in sin. They are a testimony of what Jesus said via the prophecy of Isaiah. They worship me with their what? Mouths. But their what? Hearts are far. And it's not because these people are actually naturally bad people. They were brought into religious systems. But what religious system will do to you is it will just decorate you with godliness. It will decorate you with godliness. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Meanwhile, you don't have the nature of Christ. You are just decorated. You wear white on white. You wear this kind of dress. You bow down. You hit your head on the ground. But your heart is not changed. That's why you are shocked that you are 12 years in that church. Yet, at the end of everything, you tend out to become a gay. You tend out to become a gay. Why? You were on sinking sand all of this. All this why? Sinking sands. Not on Christ. Are you here? Are you listening to me? On Christ, a solid rock we stand. The Bible says all other ground are sinking sand. Jesus has already done it. And as a believer, I know that you're on the victory ground. You are not trying to be victorious. You are already standing on your victory ground. You have your crown of victory on your head already. You've been crowned victorious. All you need to do today is to enforce that victory in every part of your life. Are you listening to me? Enforce, insist on it. Read the scripture carefully. You will see there. He said, purify yourself even as you are pure. 1 John 2. He said, you are debtors to the end that you mortify the desires of your flesh by the Spirit. You see, he has done it. Now he's putting the responsibility on you. In 2 Timothy or 1 Timothy, he said, if in a great house are several vessels, if a man purges himself from the latter, you see, he's putting the responsibility on you. And it's because he knows that you have what it takes To do this responsibility is putting on you. Paul said, I can do all things. I mean, you have so much glory on your inside. As I'm saying all of this, it should not cause you to fear. Say, hey, the devil is... No! Whatever the devil is trying to do, the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God so that you can stand. You can stand against. It doesn't mean that we're wearing everything about God so that we can fight Satan. No! What he's trying to say is more like you're on Christ. And if Satan tries to prevail because you're on Christ, there is no reason why he can even stand a chance, because you are like a light so shining, and in you there's no what? Trace of darkness. Are you listening to me? Very important. Glory to God forevermore. No trace of darkness. You think Christ. 24/7. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. And you see, it's not just the back end, front end of this glory that we know. Thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not that, blah, 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 do this, don't do that. No. The back end controlling this beauty at the front end, we understand. I'm speaking in coding terms. What I'm trying to say is that, you see, whatever you are seeing here, there's a dirty job at the back end that is making you see all these beautiful things at the front. What that people, those people are doing on their system, if you see it, it is very scattered. It's not arranged like this. Whatever they do at the back end gives us this beautiful thing in the front. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So you see, what I'm trying to say is that, you see, Jesus has done all the dirty jobs at the back end. He died for us. A lot of things happened down there when he went to Hades. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He defeated Satan, scattered him, stripped him all of his ability. If you don't understand that he has done this thing, for instance, Romans 16 said that old body of sin has been destroyed, nailed back to the cross. If you don't know all of these details, you will not understand why he said, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. It is because of all of these details that is placing this responsibility on you. For instance, Romans 8:11, it says, if the same spirit has raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, it has what? Quickened. Then he now called you debtor. You see? Because there's a new life in this, your body. The body is new not because there are no scars. It's new because a new life has dominated that body. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
sir. So I'll share with a young man. I said, whenever the devil tries to rise against you, he will try to come. Satan lies to you. He will try, people of God. When Jesus wore humanity, he tried. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He will always want to try. But listen, I told him, I said, the Bible said, if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, that same spirit has quickened your mortal body. So I say, anytime Satan tries anything, if he tries anything, I say, all you need to do is take the word of God and get your body quickened. If you say, my body is feeling one kind, get it quickened, it will start feeling differently. I told him, that is how you rise above. That's where God stood from and spoke about the ability called self-control. Yes, one of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control. You know why God had to tell us self-control? Because some things have to be controlled, they cannot be stopped. Did you get what I'm trying to explain? Let me make it clear. For instance, God expects all of you one day to have sex with your wife, except you want to be an eunuch. So if God takes away the ability to have sex, then he's automatically saying, don't get married. Be an eunuch. But he wouldn't do that. What will he do? He will give you the ability to curtail whatever desire for sex you have for the right person. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Now, when the devil tries to rise and say, that sister is so fine, and he tries to rise from your body, what do you do? You remember your body has been quickened. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? And as you speak God's word, you begin to feel that glory on you, literally. Bringing every thought in subjection that seems to what? Raise itself above the knowledge of Christ. Subjected by a higher understanding. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? I don't see it like a trouble. Don't see it like a challenge. Some people get worried. They say, I've been saying I will stop this thing for many years. And I've not stopped. Now Pastor Simon is saying I can stop. I've already made up my mind. I don't think I can ever stop it. You can stop it. Don't think about the 30 years, 15 years, 10 years. Think about the glory in the Christ. Forget time. I've seen people who met me and said, sir, it's been 20 years I've been in this life. I've tried. But anytime I remember it's 20 years, I just feel disappointed that I cannot stop it. I say, stop thinking about the time you have spent there. Forget about the devil. If anybody be in Christ, you don't know why I ran away from foolish doctrines many years ago. I hope one of my sons is watching. He shared a message to me. He said, sir, I observed a vision last night. What happened was that he saw somebody that was saying some doctrines that were wrong, and he started quarreling with the person on stage. He was dragging the mic from the person. And he said he doesn't know the meaning of that vision. And that's why he decided to share with me. And he shared it. I didn't know fully the meaning. When I don't know fully, I wait. I'll read your message, but I'll wait till I know fully before I try to explain to you. I didn't really get it. I understood it, but I didn't really know how to explain it word for word. So while I was driving, the Lord started opening it to me. He said, you see, wrong information is terrible. Why that guy started fighting wrong information was because now he had asked me some questions not too long about some certain things which are very personal. And I taught him and I warned him about building according to the pattern. Don't take wrong information on your inside. So when I'm sure God is telling him that now that you've understood rightly, be careful of the things you hear and learn as God's word. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Because if you take in wrong ideologies, they have the potency to destroy your faith, take you off track, and position you for Satan to come and what? Hit your life. You see, this small, you know, doctrine seems so small. But you know, that may be the reason why you've been addicted for several years. We are not fighting for victory. We are fighting from victory. This little statement alone, if you misunderstand it, it can cause you to walk in failure for several years. Are you all here? Just a little statement. If you are looking for victory now, my God, Satan may keep you stuck for many years. And I mean everything I'm telling you. You don't fight for victory, you fight from. What did Romans 8:7 says? We quoted Colossians 2:15. 37 of Romans 8. He said, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors. We are what? We are what? I want to emphasize this at the end. I like to do it at the end. But just write the scripture. We are more than. Hallelujah. Are you seeing it? We are more than conquerors. But even if you win Satan, don't level up to that victory and say, that's who I am. You are far bigger than him. Let me give you another scripture to establish our victory ground and our victorious crown. 1 Corinthians 3:21. Then we'll look at 23. Same power of scripture. Therefore, let no one boast in men, for all things are yours. You see that? Christ has done everything for you. He said, all things are yours, not some things. All things are yours. All things are yours. The Lord was showing me yesterday. He said, do you know Satan doesn't want Christians to have money? I said, yeah. He said, do you know he's in the spiritual fighting that? I hope you know Satan doesn't want you to have money. And if you have a lot of money, Satan wants the money to kill you. He fights your finances. Firstly, he doesn't want you to have. Then when you have, he wants to make sure you don't use the finances for the right purpose. And I was shocked when the Lord opened to me that it is even supernatural. He's fighting from the supernatural. That's why you must learn to tell Satan, get your hands off my finances. I know what I'm telling you like I know my name. Get your hands off my finances in the name of Jesus. You wake up in the morning, Satan, get out from my finances. I have more than enough. All things are mine. All things are mine. Someone said, God doesn't make people rich. See, I warn you, run away from such people. They are wounded preachers. And I told you before, I said, such people are trying to get on other people. They are in their realm, high preachers like that. And they may be trying to get on each other. Don't become the victims of their problems. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You've seen throughout scripture, who makes people rich if it's not God? Paul said, I plant, Apollos water. He said, but God gives increase. God gives increase. In other words, you may plant, you may sow, you may invest. You may supervise the investment. But the only person that is at the back end of everything, looking at the hidden discussions you are not seeing. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? See how to make sure you are advantaged even while you are sleeping. Is God. He's the one that determines what happens in the ground. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? I work so hard, so I boast in my working. What? You've not seen people. You work so hard. People that carry blocks and you work harder than them. There are some people that will tell you, if you come to them and say, God, they'll be laughing at you. Because they know you have a mental problem. They've seen the hand of God in their life. You know, some people don't even believe when somebody say, the Lord is the reason why I got this. I got this. They say, yeah, deceiving people. There's somebody that even rose up and told us that Solomon, scripture said God gave Solomon money, but we should not be deceived. Before Solomon, before God told Solomon that, we should know that Solomon was the son of a king. That means even God, man, you are, when God said something, you are now telling God, even God does not understand it from the beginning. That's what they are saying. It's not written in the original. I mean, God is not the original self. You are looking at the Bible. That's where it hit me more. I was talking to one of my friends there. That's where he looked at the scripture and said, if we not say break the scripture, we say he did not break it. He said, would you just know that Solomon's father was a king? So even if the Bible said that, would you know that Solomon's father was a king? He already had money. So God is stupid now to look at Solomon and say, I will give you what you did not even ask for. Nobody in the nations of the earth will be bigger than you in terms of finances. God is foolish to say that. If David was that prosperous, he would have made Solomon the greatest king. He would have been the greatest king even before Solomon metamorphosed. Maybe before Solomon became the greatest, there were greater kings than David. The queen of Sheba, when she heard about Solomon, she came. She did not come in the time of David. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That guy should go and sit down. That's not what the Bible said. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know why this thing is painful? It's not painful because he just got it wrong. It's painful because you may take it and get limited in your finances. The Bible just said all things are yours. But if you take that mentality, God does not make people rich, you will toy, and nothing will come out of it. Not knowing that most of your problem is because you have not spoken words. I know when I came to teach you on the Victor's Crown, you were thinking I was going to talk about sin alone. There are a lot of things that Jesus did for us. We cannot be talking about sin every day. You are holy and broke. Does it make sense? No, they say the truth. See, there's a way you look at me and let's be honest. How about being very hot, holy in the Lord, hot and holy in the Lord, and very rich? Prosperity does not make anybody stupid. It is the prosperity of a fool that destroys him, not the prosperity of a son of God. You like this, if you have money, you know you will not be destroyed. You know. It is Satan that will suffer. You know. That's why he's trying to limit your finances. Think about it. He knows what you do with 2 million. He knows. That's why he will give anybody 2 million. But you now, he will try and stop you. Does Satan give money? Yes, he gives. Somebody say God does not make Satan people rich. Satan makes people rich. Talk less of God. Did he not say it in the Bible? If you worship me, I'll give you all the glories of this one. Did he see that scripture, that preacher? If it's by working hard, he would have allowed Jesus to work hard and have all the money. He said, if you worship me, I will give you all the glories. That's what he told Jesus. What do you think controls the supernatural and the world? Satan lent that pin from heaven. Did you get what I'm trying to say? And right now, God said, I've even collected all of his certificate of power. You saw this money they have there flaunting. They are yours. He said, for all things are yours. All things are yours. The world, they that dwell in it, their properties. Listen, I'm not saying we'll sit down and start seizing their properties. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, the Lord is going to give us ideas that when we establish it, properties will be coming to us. Monies will be coming to us. You start a business that somebody will carry his 3 billion and invest in it. He's going to give you ideas, mind-blowing ideas. Are you listening to me? So how on earth can we be bigger than all of those worldly artists? The Lord will give you a song. Just one song. One song that will turn the whole world on your direction. At your direction. Who is this one? Who is this one? There is no kind of money you will not have in that song. You think it's money you need? No. You just be connected to the Holy Ghost. When it begins to rise from your inside in some melodies, the whole world will come to your rising. They can't help it. Are you listening to me? Stay with God, oh, that's where your advantage is. The Holy Ghost is the most powerful spirit in the whole world. Think about it. Maybe I've not said it in these terms before. He is the most powerful spirit in the whole world. He can dominate any spirit at any time he wants to dominate them. That's why spending time praying in the spirit can never be a waste of time. It can never be. See, you know, for some people now, they do it without expectations. But for us, we know what we are doing when we pray. We know what we are invoking when we pray. We can't be done praying and be walking like beggars. We can't be done praying and go and ask for money, borrow money. No! All things are ours. It is from that position we are demanding in prayer. We are making demands in prayer. And he said, you will not get it because you pray. He said, if you pray believing, you have received. He said, then you shall have. So while you are praying, prayer is not fulfilled until you know you have received in the place of prayer. And how do you know a lot of times, that note of victory. You know, sometimes it's a fight. Are you listening to me? You are demanding your rights. Legally, you want to accept it. That's why the Bible says you are in a fight. And he said that fight does not need physical weapons. And it's not physical. He said the weapons of our warfare are not physical. He said but they are mighty through God to pulling down strongholds. Meaning that there are some things trying to hinder the blessing that we're already blessed with in the supernatural. Are you people getting on trying to explain to you? But we are saying, Satan, you have no place. Get out. Get out. Get out. You partner with the Holy Ghost, you are praying in tongues. He has gone into the future. He begins to arrange. When we got land, I was meditating. The Lord said, calm your mind. They are all yours. How do I explain that they are all mine? We just got 2 parts of the land yet. They are all yours. Calm down. All I need to do is to have faith and be speaking words in the future. I don't know how God will do it, but he has told me they are all yours. He said, just be moving. Continue moving. You will see. Oh, glory forevermore. The Holy Ghost is the most powerful spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
So when somebody tells you God does not give money, run away from those voices. They are sent to limit you. Satan is trying to limit Christians in these last days. Very well. I know what I'm saying. And one of the most powerful tools that will sponsor this last revival, I tell you, is finances. I tell you, many prophets have prophesied about this. They prophesied about it. That's why Satan is coming right now to fight our finances. Give us wrong mentality that will position us for Satan to just destroy us. They are telling you God does not make men rich, but they are going to bow to Baal. They are doing all of the stupid things to get money. And here are you. God does not make people rich. There are people that they tell them the condition that is in your song, you will not mention Jesus. Are you listening to me? They will not mention Jesus. Have you not yet seen these guys? They will be sending 100 million on the internet. Have you ever seen them send to church? That's not, if they send to church, the thing will die. Whatever they are doing, it will scatter. They don't have business with us. But they'll be there programming our minds wrongly. Are you listening to me? And some of the people Satan is using, I tell you, they don't know he's using them. Don't just become victims. He said, don't you know? All things are yours. That hit me when I saw the scripture. He said, all things. Did he mention context of things here? Somebody will tell me now, they say, in the context of what God is saying, it's not all things. It is all things in this context. What things in this context? All things are yours. Not some things. All things are yours. He said, if your early fathers, who are not nice in their nature, could give you bread and not so when you ask for bread. He said, will I not freely give you all things if I have given you Jesus Christ? Everything that means to the Father was Jesus Christ. He gave it to you. He gave Jesus to you. He said, will I not freely give you everything through him? Meaning that he wants to give you everything, but he wants to see him in you before you access everything. That's why the Bible says we have been blessed with every blessing in the heavens and on the earth. Where? In Christ Jesus. The capacity to receive is who? Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus. So if I were you, I'll make sure that my conformity to the Christ is intact. Every day, I keep on pressing. I keep on praying. I keep on listening to instructions and obeying them. All of a sudden, you think it's just by advertising you get money. All of a sudden, a door opens. God will look at from the realm of the spirit. The programming is that if she is really capacitated with the Christ, then let the money come. Then let all things come. Then let all the blessings in the heaven and the earth manifest. Then you are just building your capacity in the Christ. Suddenly, it appears that you are like the Christ in the realm of the spirit. Before you know, you discover everything around you is more like a magnetic field attracting things to you. I don't know that you are getting what I'm trying to say. The law of attraction begins to find expression. You discover that you are like a magnet, and your field is a magnetic field, and everything in the world is actually matter. You move here, you attract. You move here, you attract. Because your stature in the Christ is now intact. So if you are wise, seek first kingdom, seek first your place in Christ, and what? Every other good thing. Be honest. You see that? So when we say pray in the spirit, we know what we are telling you to do. When we say stay with the word of God, we know what we are saying you should do. When we say when you are walking out, don't forget prayer, we know what we are telling you. Because the only people God will entrust with this end time billions and trillions are people who understand their capacity in Christ. One of the prophecies of Isaiah for the new creation, he said, who are these that fly as the birds of heaven? That's what he said. He said, who are these that fly? Meaning, he's not talking about an eagle yet. Don't go to that eagle side yet. He said, there's a generation that people are just living normal life, but they are flying. They are on top. They are on top of situations. Oh, expect the best. Expect the best. Have an excellent mind. Is it because you know you deserve everything? Dress like it. Talk like it. Behave like it. They say, why is it that she doesn't beg no matter what? Because she knows she's a king. She's a queen. He's a king. That's why he doesn't beg. You'll never see him look wretched on the road. No. He knows his word. He understands his words. You can't beg. You can't borrow, not even from MTN. You just cannot. Because you know who you are. You don't talk like a beggar. You understand that it is not when you look beggarly that people help you. No, you've gone beyond that realm. You don't tell people, I've been suffering, that is why they should give you money. No, you know that the moment you start talking like your place in Christ, you begin to attract things. They say, are you poor? You don't say, yes sir, I'm poor, help me sir. No. Say, are you poor? So never, can never be poor in my life. You think that will make the man not favor you? Promotion comes from above. As you talk, God sees. God begins to move the heart of men. Remember, he moves. Believe in this formula. He is the one that moves the heart of men. Are you listening to me? He said the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. The heart of a king is in the hand. And like very waters, he directs it in any direction he wants it to go. So when you please God, he directs the heart of kings towards you. We don't try to please kings. We please God. Are you here tonight? Say, all things are mine. So sometimes Satan will bring temptations to make sure you feel or think broke, but you insist. Because you already have the victor's crown. You've been coronated with every blessing in Christ Jesus. So he's suggesting and bringing situations that should suggest that you are broke. He wants you to, you know, Satan just wants you to admit. Some of you think you are being sincere. You are not being sincere. You are agreeing with the circumstance. Things are hard. Things are hard. Then he's happy because you are saying what he wants you to say. And as you are saying it, you are seeing it like that. No! The Bible said, a good man, out of the good treasure of his hands, begs for good things. The Bible said, it is not the suggestion that gets into your heart that makes you unclean. He said, it is the one that comes out from your mouth. Many Satan can bring suggestion. He can suggest so many things, but what are you saying? Remember, you're on the rock. You must talk like the rock. You must insist. We're on the rock. We insist. We don't agree. We insist on what God has done for us. They say you have cancer. You have leukemia. You have ulcer. They say, okay, now I will start eating 2 times a day. And they say, if I eat like that, I will live long without even noticing the ulcer. You want to live in the ulcer? You truly want to live in the ulcer? I'm not saying don't eat. I'm just asking you, are you settling for the ulcer? Do you know who you are? Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. You talk the ulcer out. You talk it out. While eating the way you are supposed to be eating, talk it out. As you eat, talk it out. What are we saying? What are we saying? We know what we're saying. You think you are designed to be ordinary? You think God Almighty created you just to live in Makoni and be a team man? You think you are created just to go for party and smoke weed? Ha. God gave birth to you. The Bible says when we became born again, we're not born again by the desire of two men clinging to themselves and say, let's give birth to Deborah. He said, no, that's not the result of the new birth. He said, we are born again by the Spirit. By the Spirit. He said, flesh give birth to flesh. He said, Spirit to Spirit. As you bore the image of the first man. He said, so are you bearing. We teach our children even these things. We teach them the glory. My children will never know that anything brokenness ever existed. Say, Pastor, how will you teach them? By spoiling them? No! No, I will never tell them I don't have. I will never tell them that things are tight. They will never hear things like that around me. They only believe that things are possible. Anything is possible. We code their life with the word of God. Code and program their life by the word. You know, Pastor Chris was teaching one time. He said, parents teach their children poverty without knowing. They will tell them, when you go to school, remember where you come from. We don't get for our household. So the children, it will be registering. Now they go back, they go to school knowing they don't have in their house. So their humility is a function of that understanding that they don't have. What if you tell your child to go to school with the mentality that all things are yours? They say nobody gets first class in this department, but you've taught her, you've taught him. He goes there knowing there's no limit to what I can do. All things are mine. The teacher says nobody gets first class. My Father said, the Holy Spirit said, God Almighty said, all things are mine. The lecturer said, even nobody can ever. You said the earth is the Lord. You've taught him its fullness thereof. You teach them to be record breakers. See, wherever things are not done, when you go to university, the kind of person you are, if everybody gets B, you get A. Everybody gets A, you get A plus plus. You tell them A plus plus is 100 over 100. You can put some fake examples inside. Like your dad, I always had 100 over 100. Why do you think your parents find it difficult to tell you they failed? Have you thought about it before? No father will say, when I was in school, there was one time I had 2 over 10. Ask your mother. It's 10 over 10. You meet your mother, her own is worse. 20 over 10. Nobody wants to tell you limitation. They want you to just take limitless possibilities. Ah, it did not end in our tunnel. We did not fail to. We did fail in school. Ah, the thing continues. Ah, yeah. Barako sabra gidiya kafu ones. Verse 23. Are you here? Oh, glory. And you are Christ, and Christ is God. You see that? You belong to Christ. That's why there's S, apostrophe S at the end. You are Christ. You are Christ's property. They say Christ is God's property. See where you are. Lost in the glory. Lost in light. Lost in possibilities. Full of light and life. Many years the Lord taught me this. He said you are lost in the glory. Captured in the glory. Captured in the realm of limitless possibilities. Full of light and life. No failure around. Don't talk failure. No fear for Satan. Fear is a gate you open for Satan to have access to your life. I'm not scared. We have not received the spirit to fear again, but the spirit of what? Sound mind. Of what? Power. And of what? I refuse to fear. I can't be broke. No matter the situation of Nigeria, I'm on top. I don't support the government's policy. I don't support the bad things happening. I don't support the bad government, but I'm on top. I'm on top. Never be next. My life is full of glory. You go home, you talk like it, you dress like it, you behave like it. Nobody comes here and you are talking, you are broke, you know, I've not gotten this in the next 2 months, I've not touched this. No. I'm full of glory. I'm loaded. I'm a financial steward. Whatever God wants to do with money, He can do it through me. I pass down the street. I sense somebody needs help. I sense it. I say, come, brother, take. Oh, how heaven will be excited that they were able to flow through me to help a brother in need. Why will God not give me the billions? I say, go and help nations. You are able to help a brother. Go and help nations. Oh, the Lord wants to get something done. I will enter church, in church. And He can do it through you. Then He said, oh, I can do it through you. Now let me give you that company so that you can start harvesting the billions. Since you can start from this month, I know if you can give 1,000, you can give 1 billion, you can give 1 trillion. So get that company. I've seen your heart from the little. You see that? That's how God sees things. Is that if you are faithful in little, is that then you are faithful in plenty. I mean, God sees you in the little, with what you can do with the little. Ah, He said to the woman, He said, you give the best offering here. Because you gave from the depth of your heart. The others, they had so much, but they couldn't sacrifice. They couldn't really go beyond the bounds of what they've set in their heart. He said, but you took from your all. He said, ah, she gave the best. She gave the best. Hallelujah to Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 3. See what the Bible says again. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. It's a blessed God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly place. Somebody say every. Not some. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's where to receive from. Christ. Capacity to receive. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ. Whatever Jesus has done for us, the capacity to receive it is how much that we are conformed to the image of the Christ. So if I were you, I would stay with the Holy Spirit. He's the one that changes everything in obedience to the Christ. And that's why God said, I will not leave you helpless. I will send ye the Comforter. So when Satan comes to you, finally, and says you are small, look at you. What can become of you? You don't have. You are a sinner. You did it yesterday. You tell him, I insist. I insist. Let me tell you something. If Satan really knows that you are defeated when you sin, why does he come and try to make you understand that or feel that you are truly a sinner when you are seeming to want to rise again? Why does he bring guilt? Guilt is more like a big, how do I put it? A big chain. At the end of the chain, there is this big ball, metal ball, trying to limit you from moving forward. So when you sin a particular sin, Satan wants you stuck there. He wants you to define yourself by the sin that you have sinned. And say, okay, I am a fornicator. I am an adulterer. I am a this. I am a that. He wants to insist that that is you. That the sin is you. Why is he insisting that the sin is you? If truly the sin is you, why is he not allowing you to make progress and come to God? Because he knows that that is not you. And you are about to take a step into the real you. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That's why he's insisting that this is you. And when you try to lift up your hands and worship, he will remind you, that's you. Why is he trying to stand on the way? Because he knows that you are trying to step into the real you. Paul said in Colossians 3:3 in the Amplified version. Let's read it together. Colossians 3:3, the Amplified rendition. Everybody, Colossians 3:3. Let's read together. Where to go? He said, for you died to this world. And your world, and what? Is hidden with Christ in God. Your real life. You are about to step into the real life. That's why it's trying to hold you back. That this is who you are. This is who you are. And you are saying no. And as you are trying, why? I'm lifting my hands. Okay, I agree. Leave me. As he knows where there is sin, grace abides even more. He knows. He knows you are about to step into the real you. If God doesn't like us when we sin and pray, why is it that when you are about to pray, he begins to remind you? You can be playing ball, he will not remind you. You can be watching Telemundo, he will not remind you. Just when it's about time for Bible study, about time to pray, he never start remind you of all the same, because you know you're about to step into the real you. The Bible said the righteous falls a lot of times. He said, but he what? Rises again. The glory is not in the fall. What makes that person the righteous is the fact that he can bounce back and say, that's not me. That's not me. And always, God's grace is ready to pull you through. And listen, let me end with this. Don't misunderstand the grace of God. Peter said to Jesus, if you are truly God Almighty and you are a man, prove it to me. God said, I'll prove it to you. Now walk on water. That's the proof. If we can do everything Jesus does, it's a proof that he's God Almighty. He said, walk on water. Like I'm walking on water. And Peter began to walk on water. Suddenly, there was some storm. It was shaky. And Peter, instead of focusing on Jesus, he focused on the water. Now, Jesus is our mirror. When we see Jesus, we see our true self. Instead of focusing on his true self in Christ Jesus, are you getting what I'm trying to say? He took another identity from the circumstance. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Now, he agreed with the circumstance. He allowed the circumstance to give him a definition. So you sin a particular sin and you are trying to, you know, you are trying to walk to like Jesus on the air. You are trying to walk like Jesus. Then Satan causes you in a particular sin. God is like, don't look at the sin. Keep looking. Keep making progress. Are you listening to me? Don't get another identity from the mistake. That was the fall of man. When he made a mistake, he went and hid himself on the tree, by the tree. He defined himself from the perspective of his mistake. That is why when God came, he took that identity back to the tree and hung it back there. Are you listening to me? Then he then said, I am naked. He defined himself. He became a victim of his circumstance. He said, I am naked. He defined himself from the fall. That was a problem. Now this is my point before I close this service. When he started defining himself from the circumstance, what happened? He started sinking. He started sinking. That's what Satan wants. He wants us to sink in the problem. Did God leave him? No. You see that God came and held him by the hand and helped him to come up. And God said, your faith was small. Meaning God is like, even if I had helped you out of this situation, Peter, I expected you to walk on the situation. You know, people see grace like this. They are always drowning like Peter and God removing them. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And then I say, well, whatever you do, it does not matter. But what is God's best? That you walk on top of the situation. He's so merciful, he will try to remove you from the mess. But it's not proud that he's always removing you from the mess. He actually wants you to walk on the situation. I'm trying to explain to you. Second example, when they were in the boat, he was sleeping. I told somebody, Jesus knew what he was doing. You can't tell me Jesus was sleeping. In fact, he saw the storm before he started sleeping purposely. He saw it. He slept purposely. How can you be in a deep sleep when the Bible said there was mud? Mud in the boat. Which kind of sleep is that one? Mud is inside the boat. Water has entered. Mud is being formed. You are sleeping. How are you sleeping? You are sleeping inside water. That is why one of the disciples did not say to him that, Master, please wake up now. He said, Master, don't you care we are dying? He did not greet Jesus. He said, don't you care we are dying? And Jesus woke up. And the first thing he did, because of course, if that boat has capsized, he would have not died. They would have been the one, because he walked on water again. It was normal with him. But to help them out of the situation, the first thing he did, he went to the storm. That's why he's a merciful father. He dealt with the problem. Peace! Be still. The guy obeyed. That's the first time we discovered that wind have ears. They listened to Jesus. They calmed down. Oh my God. Oh my God. When they calmed down, he turned to them. He said, oh, you have little faith. And he continued what he was doing. In other words, Jesus was like, even if I had done this, even if I have spoken to the storm and said, peace be still, and it obeyed my voice, I didn't create life to function like that. The reason why I kept on sleeping was because I am sure I have designed you to be able to take care of circumstances and situations. Are you listening to me? So the next time you are in a storm, don't wake Jesus up with your funny prayers. Blood of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, say peace be still. Because if you disturb him and you get an answer, don't be proud. It's weak faith. You can disturb him and get an answer. Maybe you pray naked and probably get an answer, yet it's still weak faith. God, I beg, oh, God, I beg, Jesus, oh, mommy, mommy, I love you. Jesus, please, save my mommy. And Jesus rush and save your mommy, sharp, sharp. But I hope you are hearing the other voice. Oh, you of what? Little faith. What does Jesus want you to do? Look at your mommy in the eye. In the name of Jesus, rise up by the power of the Holy Ghost. I shared a story about my child. That they had, they said, John, this is something presented, the possibility of removing blood. I said, me? Alive? And you suffer the baby that comes from me? No. I and my children are only for signs and wonders. I started praying in tongues before I got to the hospital. Immediately, I entered. I said, nobody should touch me. I entered, took her by the hands. I said, you devil, get out! In the name of Jesus. For 30 minutes, I spoke in tongues and kept her back. The next day, they did a test. From 60%, it reduced to 20% exactly. The doctor said, well, I've never seen this kind of improvement before. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. My wife said, I said, listen, it's my baby. Don't cry. I said, if you cry, you are agreeing to the situation. I don't care. That's a useless result. me? God brought a baby through my life? No. That devil is too small. And everything cleared by the word of the Lord. I remember the Lord had me to respect medicine that time because he wanted me to really respect it. And he said, prophesy, she will respond to treatment. I'm sure that's why I didn't make it 100%. Because he wants me to respect me. I think I gave that testimony here on Sunday. The words came coming from my mother. I declare she responded, but I was negating it. And God bless doctors. I have nothing against them. Hallelujah to Jesus. We can't be in that situation. Are you listening to me? We're above only. Somebody comes here, I beg, see, make you be careful so that you don't go fall and sin. Listen, that advice is not a good advice. It will raise fear. Somebody says, Pastor, what do you mean by that? I mean it. One time a young man came to me and said, Prophet, thus says the Lord, be careful for nothing. And I completed the scripture to him. I said, but in all things, make your request known to God. He said, be careful for nothing. Yes. Be careful about anything, but make your request known to God in thanksgiving. That's what the scripture means. So I said, what do you mean? He said, God said you should just be careful even if there is nothing. I said, you are wrong. It means God means that you should not be careful of anything. Because the word there, the original is fearful. Meaning God is saying, I should not be afraid of anything. That means God did not tell you this because you wrongly interpreted it. He got offended. Years later, I'm the one counseling him from his struggle. He's following. Now, it's not right. You know, some people have wished that I'm dead by now. They wish. See, some people are expecting that. They'll hear that. This handsome, wonderful. But I know I'm handsome. Very handsome. I know it. Nobody can ever tell me. If you like, tell me, don't tell me. I know it. One of the first times I knew myself and checked the mirror, I just said this was God the Creator. I said it. So nobody can tell me. I don't get my. You know, some people, when they tell them you are beautiful, say, hey, really? Please explain how I'm beautiful. Very beautiful. Hey, God, over my head. Me? Ask my wife. You need to see me on the mirror. Oh my God. She will look at me and say, Pastor Simon, you like yourself, eh? Because I take time. You know? There. And I suffer because she will not tell me anything. Now, one time my mother came to the house, she took my baby, she said, she looks so much like her father. When he was small, everybody was thinking he was a woman. He was so fine. She said, That's what my wife did. I said, Mommy, say it again. She said, oh, it's true. Now, he was so fine. Everybody was even seeing him like a girl. But I'm a man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It didn't matter what you see. Be proud of yourself. Check the mirror. I'm beautiful. You can write on it. I'm a very beautiful lady. And thank God you have the right network. We'll comment and say, I agree. You are beautiful. Say, who tell you? No. If you have this kind of friends, if you have this kind of friend, change those networking. You know, those kind of brothers, especially brothers and sisters. You are checking yourself. See this big head. Big head. See, Sonny talk through my head big. Eh? A big like house. Do you have that kind of brother? See, because people they deceive you. See, you do. See, you smelly girl. Hallelujah. You know, one time, while we're growing up, my immediate younger sister, she had a problem with ladies around me because I had this problem when I was growing up. And she said one time, I know when they see what they see for your lips. Look at how you look. So I looked at myself when she said it. I said, how do I look? See what thing did they see? See face. Hey! I knew she was lying. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't let anybody say you are fine before you start getting excited. No, you are fine. And you know when you believe you are fine, you'll be fine, even if you are not fine. Because as a man thinketh in his, so is he. So when you believe you are fine, you'll behave fine. You dress fine. You know, some people that have accepted that they are ugly, you know in their dressing. Don't say arrange your face. Bow. You are just plastering. They don't believe. Hallelujah to Jesus. But if you know you are fine, you will take your time. Iron your cloth well. Let the ghetto show. Take time. Wash. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Talking about those people that only be fine in church and smelly at home. Be fine everywhere. Not that we go to your house and it's dustbin. Glory cannot be there. Angels cannot be there. If God desires a physical encounter, He can't manifest there. So I got some of you. I got you. So Pastor Simon, this side join. He joined. Everywhere join. You cannot be claiming that you are full of the glory and your armpit is the hair. I mean, I'm talking to you now. Your hair is full everywhere. You can just carry your hand and plant or backing stitches, front stitches. You can. All things are not yours. That hair is not yours. Remove it. I mean, you lift your hands and somebody bowed their heads. You think they are worshiping God? They are scared of you. Those days, my MD will say, some of you, please, you kneel down. I beg. When you go home, buy shaving stick, 25 naira. Scrape your hair. He said, put reminder. Every 2 weeks. Some of you every week. Some of you every 2 weeks. Some of you every week. Scrape your hair. It's part of the... You can say I'm like Christ. Think about you are like Christ. You. With those hair. Yeah, so... Where Moses was encountered... Buy Tulare if you cannot buy perfume. You know what they call Tulare? Can get it 250. Buy it. It was everywhere in this church. You'll be smelling. It will be scenting. I mean, everywhere in this church. If you pass, everybody will know you have passed. Somebody can just go to an area. Oklo pass this place because it's signature. It's called Tulare. Yeah. And if you think it's too much, you can dilute it more. Yes. Meet Pastor Peter after service. You tell you how it goes. Amen. Yeah, these things are part of it. We may joke about it, but you can't say you are dope in Christ. Your feet is smelly. Let's be realistic. You have to be dope everywhere. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You have to be wonderful everywhere. Do you get me? So from Sunday, let's see it. I know who I am in Christ. I know who I am in Christ. Then you now dress, wear FUBU, wear big Yahoo Boys Crocs and be coming to church. No, you don't know who you are in Christ. You have to dress like you are going for a meeting with the government. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If you have a meeting with the King of England now, how will you look? You have a meeting with God Almighty. Wear your Christmas cloth to Tuesday service. Who told you cannot wear it? Don't keep it for 25th. Every day is Christmas. Are you listening to me? When I started out with Mama T, one time she saw me on campus. She said, Pastor Simon, this is your dressing. Don't you think it's too much? I said, why is it too much? She said, this is Sunday cloth you are wearing today. Because she said, I'm shining. See, you are just shining more than everybody in this school. Yeah, so. I thought that this is my norm. You know, I was scoping at that time. I said, this is how I dress, you know. I have a lot of them at home. Just lying. Just lying, different lies. Try to impress her. You know, there are plenty in the house. Wear them from now to December. When she entered, she was shocked. We're like 3.5. But she has already entered. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? beg it, you make it. It sounds like faith it, you make it. The only difference is conscience. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Did you get what I just said? Just your conscience. Faith is like actually faking it in a light way, in a holy way. Why say all things are yours? Do you have everything? But you are faking faith in, sorry, faking faith in, I mean it, till you what? Look like it. The only thing is conscience. Bible says Abraham, who against all hope, against all hope, meaning he checked every condition. Menopause have passed for his wife. Everything has finished. Yet Abraham called the things which are not as though they were. Meaning every time Abraham will say, ah, when our Isaac come. When our Isaac come. She has passed menopause. He is very old. Yet he was saying, when Isaac come. Looking at us. So we'll give birth to Isaac. We'll give birth to Isaac. We'll give birth to Isaac. The wife could not help it. She forced it. But he, you know, he was still in faith. It was the wife that forced Ishmael out. God still insisted. Isaac must come. Are you here tonight? I just feel I should speak prophetically to somebody. Even if you have had your Ishmael wrongly, Isaac must come. I mean, you may have made the mistake. It does not stop the fact that Isaac can still come. I feel like a good preacher, like T.D. Jakes. He's the one that says things like that. You may have feel like your Ishmael. I mean, you may have made the mistakes, you know. Made the mistake, you may have made the mistake. Make the mistake, let me sound like him. Make the great mistakes and thought everything was done. You know, you may have missed out on the promise of God. You know, you may have forced your way into things and had a bad experience. But listen, even though you were wrongly pushed into Ishmael, Isaac can still come, brother. I did well, isn't it? Isaac can still come. He can still come. Isaac can still come. I hope you got me beyond the jokes. You got the revelation, right? They say you have made that mistake, but Isaac can still come. Leave Ishmael to go. Isaac will come. I mean, leave Ishmael to go. Don't hold on to Ishmael. Don't hold on to mistakes. Set it free. Let it go. Let it go. Ishmael left. He went. God took care of the mistake. He went away. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Forget about the mistake. How will he add up? Forget about it. Forget about them. Let them go. He will provide water for them. Road somehow. He said, I will forget your sin and your iniquities. I remember them not. Don't make God remember. It's time for glory. Forget the mistake. It's time for glory. Pastor, many years ago, somebody did something to me and I cannot forgive him. Forgive him. It's time for glory. Years ago, I was raped, blah, blah, blah. Forgive him. It's time for glory. That happened to me many years ago. Forget about it. It's time for glory. He said, forget the former things. Forget it. Forget it. Forget it. He said, I'll do a new thing. I'll do a new thing. When God prophesied about something he wanted to do with Israel, he said, it shall be like a dream to many nations. What God is about to do in your life will be like a dream. Are you here? Say, my life is full of glory. I am for signs and wonders. I am confident. Oh, I'm pessimistic. Full of faith. Full of glory. Full of fire. Full of signs and wonders. Full of lights. Full of life. I'm in the glory. Go quiet and pray in the spirit. Just pray. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Pray, pray.
Lift your voice and pray.
Words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.